Broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network.
I was just trying to finish my Rice Krispies. I'm not going to lie to you. That's why I'm a couple minutes late. I was slugging those things down. I like Rice Krispies with sugar on them. And not a little bit of sugar on them either. Yep. Yeah, my diet is severely cramped by the whole wheat issue I've developed. So, good morning on a Monday. First day of October. My parents' wedding anniversary. Yeah, how about that? My aunts, they would have been married 62 years, I think. My sister's 61, I'm 60. They got married the year before my sister was the October, maybe 63. Maybe 63. So anyway, a good Monday morning to you. Lots of stuff in the news. We'll talk about it. Give you an update in terms of what we know on the F-35 crash that occurred off the coast of, adjacent to Marine Corps Air Station in Buford. So we'll talk about that today. VA in the news again, not in a good way. Something that went on in out of the Minneapolis, St. Paul, the Twin Cities area. So we'll talk about that. We'll check the top stories. let me give you an update on post-traumatic winning. I'm fired up about that. Actually, I spent the weekend working. On, you know what, whenever somebody says, hey, let's do a website, you know what the answer to that should be? No, absolutely not. You want to know why? They're too much work. Unless you're one of those people that knows how to automate those kind of things. And even that's difficult, right? You create something, the issue immediately is content. where do we get the content from? How do you make it compelling? Blah, blah, blah. Now, I don't, there's no shortage of content for post-traumatic winning, which gets me fired up. But, so if you go, actually, you can check it out. If you go to the website, and if you're listening, you've probably been there already. See, I know how these things work. So if you go there, you'll now see a tab called Post-Traumatic Winning. Just click on not any of the sub-places, because there are podcasts in there. There's a blog and a read board in there. You can go check that out when you see fit. But you'll see, if you click on that, you'll see Post-Traumatic Winning. And you'll see my work for the weekend. So what I'm trying to do, and I have more work to do on it, is create something that is along the lines of it's exportable. And anybody who's been affected by trauma would go to it and say, you know what? These are people speaking the English language who've lived it, and I think I could probably learn something here. And so hopefully they do. There's no doubt in my mind they will if they simply avail themselves. So that's what I did over the weekend. Also, do me a favor, go to Twitter and put in post_traumatic_winning. Search on that in Twitter, and then follow that page, and you'll notice it has the blue W as kind of the image. The blue W is the flag that the Chicago Cubs fly when they win. So I put the in red, so the W is in blue, which is the Cubs color. So in red, I kind of tagged PTSD in there. So it's the flag that the Cubs fly when they win. So I kind of ripped that off from the Cubs and bombed PTSD. So anyway, do me a favor, follow that. And you know what? And I would say this: if you know people that struggle with trauma, then check that out as well. Just make sure you send them that link, because it's I gift for telling stories. I also have a relatively unique life experience, and so I share that. I put that experience with my skill and things that move me, and I try to help people. And so I think my mom would be proud of me, because that's how she raised me. So, and then there's a Facebook page as well, called Post-Traumatic Winning, in case you don't know. Is there a theme here? I think so. And even put up there that speaking in Mankato, Minnesota, on November 8th and 9th. So that'll be cool. So if you live up there, come down and see it. That's my work for the weekend. I actually enjoy that kind of stuff. I was up till Friday night, Saturday morning, 3 a.m. doing it. Slept for about 4 or 5 hours, and then got up. And then once my little eyelids flutter open, then that was my sound effect for my eyelids fluttering open. And then my brain starts to engage, and then I get up and then I come in here and I start working. And then it's 6 o'clock at night. Yeah, one of those obsessive, crazy things. So, it's certainly obviously a passion of mine. So excited to what I think is get in the business of exporting this to a culture that doesn't really, doesn't really deal with trauma very much. And so another role that veterans can play in our communities, and I think it's pretty exciting. So anyway, good morning to you on a Monday. Big baseball day today, for those of you who don't know. Shame on you. But in the National League, right, everything is in place in the American League. On Wednesday, the Oakland A's, my nephew Jim is so obnoxious. Anyway, he's he's one of those glass half empty guys. But he's an A's fan and I'm a Yankees fan. The A's and Yankees will play on Wednesday to see a one game playoff to see who plays the Boston Red Sox. So anyway, so that happens. In the National League, however, it's not that clean. There's not one, but two games today to decide who wins the divisions. So the Colorado Rockies will play the Los Angeles Dodgers, and that will happen in Los Angeles. And so it should be a beautiful day. Temperature is going to be in the upper 70s, probably in Chavez Ravine, as it's known, in almost in downtown Los Angeles, just a little bit north of downtown Los Angeles, up on a mountain that they chop the top off and drop Dodger Stadium in. Yeah, that's it. The Rockies and the Dodgers will play at 4 o'clock Eastern time. And then let's see. So that's 1 o'clock local time here. And then in, Chicago. So two great venues. Wrigley Field in Chicago, where the Cubs will host Milwaukee. So that ought to be pretty interesting. And but all four teams are going to be in the playoffs. The question is, who has to play a game on Wednesday? So the two losers of these games will play on Wednesday. The winner of that game goes on to the playoffs. There you have it. Pretty complicated, I know. As long as we're talking about baseball, something that doesn't happen in baseball very often has a chance to happen. And, yeah, from Saskatchewan, already liked my Facebook page. Nice. Yeah, blow that thing up. And again, to me, what's cool about it is anybody who listens, you listen to this stuff, right? You know it's true. I mean, you can be the same kind of advocate I am. I don't have a PhD. And I'll tell you what, I don't think a PhD is required to help other people. I think you got to introduce them to smart concepts. And when you have a concept that is grounded in the life experience of people, right, and it's grounded in the experience of decades, I think that's relatively solid advice that you can give somebody. It's not like you're telling somebody, oh, I know how you can deal with your anxiety. Stick 30 tea bags up your ass and then dump hot water in there, and oh my God, you won't believe it. Yeah, it's not, you're not telling people stupid shit like that. So anyway, but the cool part is, I mean, you could be the same kind of advocate I am, right? You can turn people on to just the conversations that people can hear here on Almarine Radio. You can turn them on to the Elizabeth Smart movie. You can turn them on to the interview with Peggy. You can turn them on to all that stuff. And there's lessons in every bit of it. The biggest thing that you can provide, and anybody can do this, you can provide hope. Hope that I will be able to live the life that I want to live. Right, I will be able to keep it between the left and right lateral limits, and to me, there's no more important things that happen, no more important things that thing that happens to somebody who goes through traumatic events in their life than the hope that, you know, I can live my life and I can be happy, and you can provide that hope. So to me, that's anybody who listens can also be an exporter of this. And can be an advocate of this and can help other people. And when you help other people, there is no greater feeling, right? there's no greater feeling. So anyway, so blow it up. So baseball. The thing that doesn't happen very much that I was talking about was Major League Baseball has a little blurb about it. Maybe I should just play that. I'll play it and we'll see if I like it. All right, here it is from Major League Baseball.
What we are watching here is pure greatness.
Yelich has done it again for the 35th time.
Guy's name is Christian Yelich. His brother just got out of the Marine Corps and watched him play for the first time in a few years. On Friday, threw out the first pitch, did an adequate job, doesn't look like he's thrown a baseball in a while, which looked weird, though, to me, when your brother's in the big leagues. It would have meant that you grew up playing. But he looked like he struggled a little bit. But, yeah, just got out of the Marine Corps. He was in Hawaii. Weapons company guy. That's right. Baller. Anyway.
Line drive.
So he's trying to win the Triple Crown. Okay, I want to say he's a home run and two RBIs behind.
Are you kidding? Another one for
Yelich. 6-5 Milwaukee. Nolan with home run number 35.
Okay, it's just a bunch of highlights and not what I was looking for. I thought it would explain what he's trying to do. All right, so here's an update. His name's Christian Yelich. Yelich, the Triple Crown in baseball is you lead the league in home runs, runs batted in, and batting average, right? Not done very often. I can't tell you the last time it was done. I want to say it was Miguel Cabrera in 2012. Before that, Carl Yastrzemski in 1967. So that is what, 35, 45 years? And then before that, in the National League, the last person to do it was Joe Medwick in 1937. Yeah. Joe Medwick's nickname was Ducky. I know my baseball. Pfft, boom. Anywho, here's an update on Christian Yelich. He went hitless yesterday. I thought, you know, I just saw the score and I thought, oh, Milwaukee wins 11-0 yesterday. He went hitless with a pair of walks, scored twice in a win over the Tigers. But he has an extra game today against the Cubs to take another crack at the Triple Crown. Right, he has a comfortable lead in batting average. He's hitting .323. But he trails the Colorado Rockies, Nolan Arenado, by one home run. Arenado hit two yesterday. And he's two runs batted in behind Javier Baez, who he'll play today. So all those players play today in playoff game. So it'll be interesting. But you just don't see it very, you don't see a guy have that kind of a year very often. So that's going on today. So at 10 o'clock this morning, Milwaukee and the Cubs play noon Central Time, and then at 4 o'clock Eastern Time, 1 o'clock Pacific Time, the Dodgers of Los Angeles take on the Rockies of Colorado at Dodger Stadium. So if you're a baseball fan, if you're a sports fan, the playoffs get going today in these games, so it should be a pretty exciting day. Yeah, so hopefully humans can get a lot done while sports are on, so, because that's what I'll be doing. I'll flip it on as the show ends, so fired up about that. We'll get the show going, and then I've got some updates for you. Slow news weekend relative to the DOD, you know, right? The confirmation last week sucked the air out of the room for any kind of intellectual thought. I think as the nation kind of was transfixed kind of on the events in Washington D.C. last week. So, the United States Marine Corps Band makes it official. Good morning to everybody out there. Thanks for listening. Remember, post-traumatic winning on Facebook, post_traumatic_winning on Twitter. Like them, follow them, blow them up, share them with your friends. It's going to be good stuff there, especially if you have people in your life that live with trauma. We do trauma. And something I wrote on the website, I don't know why it came to me, we're not afraid of it, okay? We stare at that sumbitch all the time, and we're not afraid of it. We know how to live with it, and what we're doing is we're hopefully exporting best practices so you can, A, not only learn how to live with it, but you can learn to kick that thing right in the face and win. So, a lot of people do that. You can too. Good morning to you. Dedicated to the pilot who ejected from an F-35 last week, who is safe and sound. So that's a tricky business. The guys who fly those things, pretty good pilots. It's a pretty good aircraft, but sometimes things go wrong. So he or she is alive. No update on who it is, but this is dedicated to them. Actually, that's not dedicated to them. This is, and it's also dedicated to just the thought of everybody out there helping other people with what they're what they've learned about living with trauma from those of us here on All Marine Radio and all the different people that have come on and shared their stories. So get motivated, share that stuff. When you know somebody who's been affected, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Every person I've ever sat down and talked to about this stuff has been changed for the better. And I kid you not, I've never had anybody look at me and say, hey, that's bullshit. I've only had people call me, email me, text me, and say, hey, thank you. I can't tell you how much better that stuff made me feel. I'm not as damaged as I thought I was. Oh, no, you're not. You can live the life you want. Not going to be easy. You can do it, though. All these other people have done it. You can do it, too. So, this dedicates to all you all. Get out there and get after it.
You're betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah, he goes, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain. It's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once them bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose, so you want to keep them in the cage.
Can you imagine, were you a Vietnam veteran and you came home and they told you to take your uniform off and don't talk about it and just forget about it?
I can't even imagine. I have so much respect for those guys.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day, and Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds, and win. You got to win.
.728 on a Monday, first day of October, man. Yeah, I don't know why. It just seems like it's got here faster than normal. Anyway, currently in Quantico, sun and 70. Camp Lejeune, sun and 77. Granbury, Texas, clouds and 74. Big Timber, Montana. It is October up there. Partly cloudy and 34 degrees. 29 Palms, down in the 60s. Sun and 69. There's a weather warning in 29 Palms. What is that? Stand by. Flash flood watch in 29 Palms until Wednesday, October 3rd. All right, so if you're out there, by all means, take all due precautions. Rain in the forecast here later in the week. Camp Pendleton, clouds in 64. Okinawa, dark cloudy 76. They have a single storm warning after they had about three late last week. And in Afghanistan, beautiful weather has fallen upon the Helmand Valley. Dark, clear, and 78 degrees. That's right. Gonna have to bust out the blankets pretty soon. Turn off the AC. Currently in the Costa Mesa Newport Beach area of Southern California, it is 68 degrees under cloudy skies. High surf advisory in effect for today. The temperature today, though, is gonna be 86 degrees. What? Who decided that was a good thing? Tomorrow, 74, and on Wednesday, 71, with a chance of thunderstorms on Wednesday. So you have that going for you. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll check news headlines as we continue here on a Monday edition of All Marine Radio, the first Monday in October. Don't touch that dial.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
Hi, this is Tim McGarry from the McGarry Mortgage Minute. Heard every Wednesday right here on All Marine Radio, where I'll answer all your mortgage questions from home buying to home financing, from VA to conventional loans to moving in. So don't miss it. The McGarry Mortgage Minute, right here on All Marine Radio, on the All Warrior Radio Network. And remember, my name is McGarry, and I'm here to help.
Find all of Tim McGarry's contact information on the Read Board page at allmarineradio.com.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs at allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs at allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
A message from DAV to all returning veterans. Thank you. Thank you for doing your duty. Thank you for doing our bidding. Thank you for laying it all on the line. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting your future on hold to put our enemies on notice. Thank you for putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way. Thank you for defending our freedom, for displaying your honor, for being a hero, even though you don't want to be called one. For all this and more, DAV thanks you. And we're here to help you. Expert DAV advisors will make sure you get the health, disability, and financial benefits you were promised and earned. If you're a veteran, visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
I'm good, but I have a story, and I don't know where to start.
I'm good, but I feel alone in a crowd.
I'm good, but the past keeps coming back.
When the service member or veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are you really listening?
I'm good, but I can't get out of bed.
I'm good, but I can't sleep.
I'm good, but I feel overwhelmed.
I'm good, but I don't feel safe.
I'm good, but I still have nightmares.
I'm good, but I don't need any help.
I'm good, but I don't feel anything anymore.
I'm good, but I can't live like this anymore.
I'm really not so good. But are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, call the Veterans Crisis Line and Military Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 for free 24/7 confidential support.
Hi, I'm Colleen McNamara. And you're listening to my dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
I want to walk you to a cold, bitter ocean, feel the sting of letting go of all hope and hope you made. Of this heartbreak,
winning. Peyton Davis. The I need to get Peyton back on the show. I mentioned last week I got she forwarded me a text message she had sent to her uncle, who said, "Hey, share with Mac." And it was and this is what the one of the things that I continue to want to make All Marine Radio, and that is, you know, things that, you know, I don't know that the rest of us would think of, but, you know, Peyton is, she lost her father to suicide when she was a junior in high school, okay? In addition to losing him, whenever the subject of your father comes up, right, if she shares that with somebody, they immediately say, "I'm sorry for your loss." And then I think, as most people would do, they would be reluctant to bring the subject up. And like, I don't want to cause any more pain. So, you know, so I need to get her on so that she can make the rest of us smart about, so what would you have me say? Because maybe there's days that you don't want to talk about, right? And the answer to that is, yeah, probably. But I don't want him eliminated from my life. I don't want all the memories I have of him eliminated from my life just because of the way, you know, he died. Which makes sense. So anyway, that thought in my head today. So, and somebody emailed me, it said, "Hey, I like listening to your shows, I like listening to your shows, and it makes sense that you were messing with your website because it's all jacked up now." What? Yeah, let me just tell you the pain about websites. You deal with templates and stuff like that, and when you use the same templates for multiple pages, guess what happens? That's right. Guess what happens? So if you mess with the template, so you have to learn how to be this artist guy. And just for the record, I am not there yet. I am not there yet. So, so I will unscrew that as quickly as I can with apologies. All right, to the news we go. First of all, from USNI News, United States Naval Institute, that publishes proceedings, right? The local sheriff said, this is written by Megan Eckstein. Local sheriff says pilot ejected safely. Most of you know that from Friday. F-35 Bravo Joint Strike Fighter crashed near Marine Corps Air Station Buford in South Carolina today. That would be Friday, the Marine Corps confirmed. It was from Marine Fighter Attack Training Squadron 501, crashed near the air station around 11:45 on Friday, according to the statement from TUMAP. The U.S. Marine pilot ejected safely from the single-seat aircraft and is currently being evaluated by medical personnel. There were no civilian injuries. The Hilton Head newspaper, The Packet, the Hilton Head Island newspaper, Packet, first reported that a military plane crashed 5 miles from the air station. And then the Buford County Sheriff went online, took to his Twitter account, and said the pilot had ejected safely. He's being evaluated for injuries. So for those of you that are familiar with Marine Aviation, you know that our training squadrons they're the pipeline that trains pilots. And so this one operates out of Buford. The statement from TUMAF says this: U.S. Marine pilot ejected safely from the single-seat aircraft, currently being evaluated by medical personnel. There were no civilian injuries. Marines from Marine Corps Air Station Buford are working with local authorities currently conducting standard mishap operations to secure the crash site and ensure the safety of all personnel in the surrounding area. The cause of the crash is under investigation for questions outside this specific incident regarding F-35 contact on the record at usmc.mil. So that would be a public affairs person, probably the public affairs, big public affairs up in Washington, D.C. So there's an update. No further word as soon as we get and a few headlines. The Vice President of the United States was on hand at Meridian, Mississippi, when his son, who actually graduated with my son, when you hear that version of, well, when you hear this, when you hear this, yeah, Mike Pence was there as the governor of Indiana. His son is one of those voices in that. So he was on hand. His son received his wings as a naval aviator. So congratulations to Lieutenant Pence. What kind of pilot is he going to be? The vice president declined to be interviewed. The class spent longer than normal at the base because U.S. Navy training jets were grounded for a time during 2017. That was because of the whole oxygen issue. So, there you have it. Lieutenant Pence doesn't say anything more about what he's going to fly or whatnot. So that in the news. Another headline. Parents question why they have to pay for child care for days centers were closed because of Hurricane Florida. You know, a Marine gunnery sergeant is questioning why parents have to pay for child care at child development centers at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, for the days the centers were closed during Hurricane Florence. Although it's not a big deal financially for his dual military family, I know there are a lot of junior ranking personnel out there who aren't in a position to complain about this and financially aren't established as some of us older guys. I'm complaining on their behalf. I think it's unfair. The gunnery sergeant, who asked to remain anonymous, he said his older daughter goes to daycare in the civilian community, which was also closed. But the civilian daycare's policy is different. The civilian daycare center said they called us and said they weren't running the credit card and weren't expecting payment for the time they were closed. So I would look for that to get turned around relatively quickly. But somebody's going to look at that and say, what? They said what? Another headline. With an increasing footprint in the Arctic, the Corps may need a new snow vehicle. I didn't know we had one. The BVS-10 is a snow vehicle that the Marine Corps owns. Not a East Coast Marine, never went to Norway. Canadians have adopted facial hair officially. So if you're a Canadian soldier, sailor, airman, you can grow your facial hair. Congratulations to you. The it's kind of an interesting story because, you know, a couple of years ago, it was rumored to be the death of American-Philippine cooperation as the Philippines moved towards China. Headline, U.S.-Philippines increased number of joint military activities. The Philippine military set on Friday its joint defense and security activities with U.S. forces, including annual combat exercises, will increase next year in a show of the treaty allies' continuing robust relations. Top U.S. and Philippine military officials agreed to increase the number of joint security activities in next year to 281 in areas that include counterterrorism, maritime security, and humanitarian aid. There were 261 of those activities this year. So interesting, given President Duterte's vow of ending military cooperation with the United States. So again, the whole bugaboo about China. You want to go dance with them? Right? Good luck. So that's going on in the world. A major critic of U.S. bases in Okinawa has now become the governor of that prefecture. So good luck to everybody over there. There's a Navy veteran walking to honor those who were killed in Beirut. Total 241 American servicemen were killed, including 220 Marines and 18 sailors and three Army soldiers that were with them. So we'll see if we can track him down and see what he's doing. I mean, you know, and then right after that we left. So if it wasn't important enough for us to be there in the first place, why were we doing it? There's another story out, and I was just talking to somebody about this. Breaking news. The Dow Industrials jumped more than 250 points after U.S. and Canada secured a deal to replace NAFTA. Remember all this? You can't. Well, I'll get to NAFTA in a minute, but when Donald Trump got elected, he looked at these deals, and I've talked about them before, but when I lived in North Dakota, the farmers, and that's how I became familiar with NAFTA, you know, they would point out just all the stupid things that were involved in agriculture and NAFTA to me. And they'd say, you know, we can compete with anybody, but the way we're forced to compete isn't fair. They use chemicals that we can't use, and then they get to bring their products into the country? How is that fair? Right? So I have to pay $100 a gallon for the stuff that I have to use on my crop, and they can still use the stuff that we used to use that is $10 a gallon. It's not fair. That goes right into our cost. So anyway, I agree with the president, and like, these large groups, so if you put 18 countries together and say, we're going to come up with a group with a solution to an issue, what is that going to look like? I'm not exactly sure what it's going to look like. All right. And how many things can all 18 of us agree to that's going to be level for all of us? Answer to that? Probably not too many. So. So I think that bilateral agreements are, you know, certainly if I was Secretary of Commerce, I would be a huge fan of bilateral agreements, and so that's how I would certainly do it. And so everybody got told, this will never work. In Canada, you know, they shit all over the idea. Mexico, you know, they shit all over the idea. And I'm not going to put my Make America Great Again hat on again here, but I do believe it's better for the country. I straight up believe it's better for the country. And so So, stock market reacting to that. So congratulations everybody on that. So we'll see if it gets through Congress and whatnot. I'm not even going to beat that up. Last story that comes out of the Stars and Stripes this morning. Disturbing story from the Twin Cities. Marine veteran loved to fix things, but the VA offered no plan for him to help himself. Story that's been pretty prominent in the news. The former Marine's name is Justin Miller. He worked as an electrician, always tinkering with things, curious about how they worked. When he was a toddler, Miller managed to undo all kinds of kid-proof locks on the family's kitchen cabinet. Decades later, when Harrington, his older sister, and her husband were having trouble installing a fan in their attic, Miller used his rock-climbing gear to scale the steep-pitched roof and devised a pulley system to lift the supplies. He was a Marine Corps veteran, excellent marksman, talented trumpet player, sometimes a glorious pain in the ass. Above all, he was a fixer. He went to the emergency room at the Minneapolis Department of Veterans Affairs in February. He was trying to fix himself. He sought help from the VA while struggling with suicidal thoughts, feelings of helplessness, frustration, and anxiety. After spending 4 days as an inpatient in the mental health unit, he left the hospital, went to his car, and shot himself. Police found his body the following day, his phone full of voicemails and texts from his father, Greg Miller, with one message sent over and over, "I love you, we love you, come home." His treatment at the Minneapolis VA healthcare system was the subject of a report released last week by the VA Office of Inspector General. In the first 2 days of his stay at the facilities, nurses marked his medical record, repeatedly ask him about treatment plans. According to investigators, he would never get a sufficient one. The Inspector General's office found VA staff made several mistakes in Miller's case, including not providing him with an adequate plan when he was discharged. When Miller left, he was marked at moderate risk for suicide. He left without a follow-up appointment for his newly prescribed antidepressants. Staff wasn't sure whether he had access to firearms, and there was no documentation that they reached out to his family to try to engage them in his treatment. Well, then what did they do? Administer narcotics to him and give him a place to stay for 4 days? His sister said he went there for help. He took that step, did the right thing. He was there because he wanted to get better. He had made it clear he wanted to get better, and he didn't know how. And they gave him no plan. He walked out of those doors with no place, with no plan in place. There's a picture of him playing the trumpet at a Memorial Day event. Yeah, you can find this article on Stars and Stripes. Pretty sad. But again, I think that's symptomatic of the way the VA treats military members. Here's our solution. We'll mark it down. Whether it helps you or not, you know, we're not sure. But this is what we do. If it works for you, good. If it doesn't work for you, oh well. And again, the next person that walks up to me and says, I had an awesome experience at the VA with mental health, will be the first one. And let me tell you, the VA ought to be world-class in a few things. Post-combat-related mental health is one of them. Mental health in general is one of them. Burns is another of them. Prosthetic devices. Get out of the business of hemorrhoids and all the rest of that bullshit. Oh, you're talking about privatizing. Whatever. I'm sick of, you read these stories, and for every one you read, there's probably about a dozen that you don't read about that just happen and they go away. Top five stories. Yeah, I'm starting to get fired up reading that story. it's not making me happy. But again, somebody asked me recently, Mac, what are you going to say when somebody comes to your post-traumatic winning thing, and they mental health professional, and they take you to task? What would I say? I said, well, I'll be polite to them. And then I'll tell them that I don't give a fuck what they think. That I can tell you that nobody I know has ever said the following words to me. It was awesome. It was great. It really helped me. Nobody. The majority of people I know stopped going. So, these plain spoken truths that we've lived, if you don't like them, stick it up your ass. And, oh, by the way, don't let the door hit you on your way out. Yeah, do I care? Do I care what they think? No. The answer to that is no. So, yeah. I hope that doesn't reflect poorly on me. It might. Top five stories in Early Bird. Number one, wake up. You're not going to die today. The story of how a Green Beret medic earned a Medal of Honor. From Afghanistan in the Shock Valley in 2008. Pretty interesting story. Number two story, F-35B crashes near Marine Corps Air Station Buford. Number three, Trump signs defense spending plan with one more swipe at the Democrats. Signed it before it went into, was scheduled to go into action. How about that? That's a miracle in this day and age. Yeah, no kidding. Sign the budget, budget signed, sealed, deliver. Before the start of the fiscal year. Number four, can DOD fix a painfully long wait for reviews of bad conduct discharges? That's a big deal. It's a big deal because a lot of people say that, you know, I had mental health issues and they didn't diagnose them and I was struggling and I was looking for help. And it goes back to this thing we were just talking about. And they are woefully inadequate at that. The same guys who can't tell you what's wrong with your foot are now going to tell you, you know, they're going to talk to you about mental health. Give me a break, right? They're the lowest bidder for all these services, right? Your doc is a corpsman who's been to 13-week field medical school. Before that, he was a high school graduate. Okay? Your doctor is a junior physician, probably paying money back from college. And again, they're trying, not for lack of effort. They're trying. They just, look, I mean, in order to be a good mechanic, you got to work on cars, right? In order to be good, and that takes years. In order to be a good doctor, you got to work on humans. You got to work on bodies. You got to fix stuff. And that's what creates it. That takes years. You know, most of them haven't been doing it for years. Anyway, so can they fix a painfully long wait for these discharges? It'll be interesting because you can't automate it and you can't assign artificial intelligence to it. Somebody's got to assimilate the documents. You've got it. You got some of them. They have some of them. You've got to do that reconciliation. And some board has to sit down and put it all together and take a look at it and pass judgment. Doesn't happen fast. Unless you want to throw a lot more bodies on it. And I think that in terms of priorities for the VA or the DOD, I think there's a lot more important things to do than, although, you know, the people that are having their discharge character recharacterized certainly wouldn't agree with that. But the truth is the truth. Number five story, Canadian beards. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. Alex Hollings, he's from News Rep, formerly of Soft Rep, going to join me on a Monday edition. Baseball starts in 1 hour and 59 minutes as the Cubs and the Brewers get it on in Wrigley Field. So don't touch that dial. More Ball Marine Radio on a Monday coming at you.